On the line, Gillon McLachlan, good morning.
Hey Neil, how you doing?
Okay, segregation will not happen.
Won't happen, no. We've got 7 million people go to the footy by the end of finals this year. I'm actually incredibly proud generally about the behaviour of our fans, and it's core to us that you go with mates from the opposition team, you sit side by side with people from the opposition supporter groups, and, you know, by and large they get on incredibly well, and it's part of the banter and the fun of families, different people going together with football.
What about booze? What about restricting alcohol further?
What we have to do to get people, Neil, is people be held accountable for their behaviour. There's been a handful of incidents this year, which is a handful too many. I accept that and take responsibility for it, but people need to be held to account. We're paying a lot of money to security companies and the police, and the people who are behaving badly need to be stopped ahead of time if we can, but then held to account. And crazy behaviour is unacceptable, and that's what needs to happen.
You make a good point. A lot of money being paid to security companies. You'd have to say that those security companies failed on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think so. And we'll be dealing, and we are currently working actively at every game with the people who have been paid to secure the venue, and we'll work to improve it. And if that's earlier intervention. And we already have text messaging going forward. You can notify people if there's someone drunk or behaving badly, but we'll continue to review that. But a core to this is complete accountability for the individuals.
Well, yeah, look, I agree entirely, but sadly you have to police it. Have you got enough security? Is that the issue? Do you need more people?
Well, there's a lot of people. You know, the question is an example, Neil. This happened, say, a minute after the ground, the final siren. I know there would have been 30 or 40 security guards ringing the oval inside the fence, protecting people jumping on. Now, maybe there needs to be a different allocation of the security team. In certain areas of the ground, there need to be a different skew. So we'll review all that. But there's a lot of security there. We're paying a lot of money for it, and it needs to be more effective, clearly, at certain times.
I take your point about alcohol and its responsibility, but there are restrictions on alcohol. And you have to wonder, particularly that Melbourne supporter, how he got so drunk. Are they preloading? What are they doing?
Well, I don't know. The responsible service applies everywhere, at the football and every bar. And that's clearly part of it. It's not stopping the service. It's being responsible. And that's clearly part of the review.
But your mates can buy drinks for you, can't they?
Yeah, and that can happen everywhere. People can work around the system, Neil. I don't believe the response is banning alcohol. I believe it's actually all the intervention measures we'll be talking about is to stop this happening.
So what's the review you're carrying out?
Well, we're not doing a specific review. We're reviewing our security measures all of the time. We've got an integrity and security team here who are doing that. So one of the things that is part of our security is crowd behaviour at games. We have a liaison officer at every game. All 196 this year will be a liaison officer working with the security people who are employed at the game and the police. So, you know, what the learnings are out of this incident we'll take on board, but as I said, a core to that is intervention, and the second piece is then holding these individuals account. Now, whether it's strip memberships, whether it's police prosecuting for assault, that will play out in the coming days. But we need to hold these guys accountable for because the acts of a couple of people are tarnishing the other 30,000 people who are there and our 7 million people who go quietly and have a great time at footy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Look, thanks for talking to us. I think also maybe you should replay the game, the MCG.
Were you there?
No, I was watching every minute of it, though.
God, Melbourne. Anyway, have faith, Neil. I know you're keen to drop off them, but they're going pretty well. They were winning most of the time.
It's your stupid rules because was it Harms who ran within, 20 yards of some bloke with the ball, so it was a 50-metre penalty. That's one. And the other one is Dangerfield's going to nominate himself as first ruck, and that's a goal.
Potentially, but there was 20. They were 29 points up in the last quarter.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Daniel, cheers.
Gillon McLachlan, Chief Executive of the AFL. Yeah, I'm grizzling, but there were a couple of... We blew it.